Who are you people? Why are you in my house?
Well, I've got you. I've got you one better. I didn't know what I was doing when I started.
My house.
Sure. Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
You take over the podcast and now you're taking over my house?
Uh-huh. It's a nice house. I like it.
Correct, yeah.
Actually, I really like my house.
Story checks out.
I get it. This is why you stayed Christian, so you could eminent domain our shit.
Well, that just makes good sense. Now, I have to congratulate you on your forward thinking.
Do you know how many areas of privilege I don't have? Let me have this one.
Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James, and Jeff. Wow. Wow.
I was actually having a conversation with a mutual friend today who was like, yeah, I was really glad when you called me out on my white male bullshit. And I'm like, yeah, I got lots of practice.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
Where?
Everywhere, James.
I'm going to say that this is what I'm drinking, but Jenna probably owns it already now.
No, it's got hops in it. I don't want
it.
Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah, well, there's none. Yeah,
I will allow you to keep that one, Salsa. Aww. You're welcome.
James and I are drinking a beer, a Russian Imperial Stout. It is from Prize Brewing up in northeast Minneapolis. It is the 2022 Lost Moon Russian Imperial. Comes in at a whopping 11.5%.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's why you said carb.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
I received a text saying, eat some bread.
Yeah, and chocolate. You're going to have to line your stomach a little bit.
Here we are. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that smells amazing.
It's got a little bit of the syrupiness that Imperials get that I don't like, but it's not bad.
No, that's pretty crisp.
And some get real syrupy, but this one, no, this one is pretty good.
It's got a lot of molasses to it.
Yeah. Jenna is drinking a cider.
Yeah.
She does. This is the Las Lajas. From the Duluth Cidery, up in Duluth, obviously.
Smells like coffee.
Yep. This is the coffee cider that they make.
There's an after thing. I think I'm good with it. It almost tastes like so you take the first sip and coffee hits you right away.
Yeah, it's lovely. Very coffee forward.
Then it almost tastes like a sweet orange peel afterwards.
Ooh.
And I'm not usually like a chocolate and orange person. Like, I like orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take that back. I
chocolate,
like mimosas.
Milk and orange juice.
I like mimosas. but I'm not. I don't know. It's not. It's not bad. It's I like the forward. I suppose the answer to that is just keep chugging. Something just about keep chugging, it, though, that I'm not quite sold.
I'm pretty sure that one is not hopped.
I don't think so. I think I had this when we did the bar hop for Joe.
Okay. It is infused with Duluth Coffee Company coffee from the Las Lajas Organic Micromill in the Central Valley of Costa Rica.
I mean, I don't have... If there is hops in it, they did a hella good job hiding it, because I'm not getting a hops.
Well, I specifically, when I was there, I specifically said, which are your ciders that don't have hops? Because last time...
Poor Raiderly. Yeah. Yeah, no, like, I'm going to give this a 6, I think.
Nice.
Solid 6.
Yeah.
Like,
a little higher than average?
Yeah, a little bit better than average, and I think most of that is... Like, the coffee forward, I would give it an 8, but the orange actually brings it back down for me. This is probably incredible to other people.
To me, who likes coffee and orange and chocolate oranges. Yeah.
Well, I'm also not the biggest on it. I cannot do an entire glass myself. I can do, like, a flight with it.
Okay, sure.
But it's not for me. My sister-in-law will go through this stuff, a bottle, in a couple days. Cool. She just loves this stuff.
Well, then I know what to get for her.
But yeah, no, it's good. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, it's a bit rich for me, and I can only go through so much before I'm like, I need to.
Yeah, it's not the rich. I think it's the dryness with the orange is kind of like not quite what I'm like. It's still it's got that, like I said, a sweet orange peel, but it's still an orange peel kind of a thing.
Yeah,
it's not zest. It's an orange peel.
Yeah.
So like, it's that back end orange peel part of it that I'm like, eh. I'm not quite there.
Now I have a strong hankering for a chocolate orange.
You can have mine. I don't have any, but if I did, you could have it.
So I'm guessing the flavor is probably coming from the coffee, because I've looked in a couple places now and all of them have said nothing about... They've talked about the coffee and... have not mentioned any other additives.
Yeah.
So it's probably from the coffee itself. It could be from the apples. The apples might be getting...
Like the apples combined with the coffee, the acidic nature of the coffee might be...
It's Great Lakes apples.
Adjusting the apples somewhat.
Yeah.
So...
It's bringing something forward that you wouldn't usually... Yeah.
Yeah, bringing forward the orange peel and the apples.
Sure.
That's apples and
it's
oranges.
It's all apples and oranges. Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, when you start making the same jokes that I do...
What you been up to?
Shit.
I moved.
You moved.
Woo.
I don't even think we talked about this much on the last podcast. I have bits and pieces, but... So we did talk about the clawfoot tub.
Yes.
I don't think I mentioned this last time, but the clawfoot tub comes to a third of the way up my thigh, which is lovely for a deep tub.
When you're standing on the ground or when you're standing in the tub?
When I'm standing on the ground.
Okay.
Thus making it more difficult for me to get into said tub.
Do you need a little step ladder to get into your bathtub?
I wasn't kidding about the dachshund stairs.
I got myself a little step stool. The first time I tried getting into that tub, I was like, nope. Mm-hmm. That's not... And there are some very, very solid, part of the wall hooks that are in my bathroom. And so, the first time I literally pulled myself up on the hook to be able to get up over the lip.
Jesus.
And then, got myself a little stool. I still need the hooks for balance, but I can navigate my way into the fucking pool of a bathtub I have.
Now I imagine you, swinging your legs over the edge... And just, having that cartoon zoom out the vertigo, oh, fuck.
I contemplated various ways of getting into the tub. I was like, if there was more of a lip on the tub, maybe I could
sit
just, sit on it and swing my legs over.
Typically pretty narrow
lips.
Nope,
it's pretty rounded,
lips,
and I have a lot of butt. It's a glorious butt, but I have a lot of it, and that
it
was
is,
not...
dare I say, a badonk.
It is. Mm-hmm. I do, in fact, have a badonk. That wasn't happening. And I was like, well, guess I'm going to get this stool specifically made for the elderly. Okay. Now I'm feeling it.
I mean, look on the bright side. When you do get elderly, you'll already have the stool.
There's that. We've gotten to the point now, I used to say things like, I'm old, and Jess would be like, no, you're not, and a few months back, I was like, I'm old, and she goes, yep.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm like, well, there
God
it is.
God damn it.
There it is.
Yep. That threshold has been crossed.
Yeah.
You can't come back from it.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure 40 is, middle-aged, right?
I don't actually know what middle-aged is.
That. I'm not 100% certain myself.
I think it used to be 30-something, because life expectancy went up real dramatically. The average life expectancy right now, I think, is 78 to 80, where 40 would be middle-aged, where I think in the 1950s and 60s, it would have been 60 to 70. So between 30 and 35.
Okay, but like actual middle age as opposed to like what society views as middle age, though. Like that's it's not always scientific the way society does
Saul things. Saul says looking up an article on the 1500s.
It says
I'm not that old. Jesus Christ, you guys.
It says the exact range is disputed, but most sources place it between the ages of 45 and 65.
For middle age?
Shit. For middle age, yep.
Yeah. Huh. I'm not even middle aged yet.
Apparently
that
not.
That does not check out with my body at all.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I just Googled midlife crisis, and it says, yeah, it's midlife crisis is typically 45 to 65. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're haven't hit it yet.
What have all these other crises been then?
That's just
global.
Oh, shit.
Yes. The last 2 years have not been just you, Jenna.
Oh, I'm not talking about the last 2 years. I'm talking about the last 20. Is there anything for taking into account, like, when you had your first child or, like, other traumatic events happening in your life?
Yeah, I think we've all aged about 12 years just in the last few months.
They do say, however, for women, middle age is between 40 and 60.
Oh. Okay, so I am middle-aged.
You are middle-aged.
I am middle-aged.
Well, and Jenna's always ahead of the curve.
That's very accurate. Whether I should be or not, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, clawfoot tub excitement.
Do we need to get you a safety rail?
I'm not there yet. I have my hooks.
Oh, you mean a sex rail?
No.
Well, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
That's what I use them for.
I'm going to...
When I had an apartment that was designed for wheelchair access, it had a safety rail in the shower, and that's what it got used for.
Yeah, no, we've got them in our shower upstairs.
Okay, see, here's the thing. Like, shower sex sounds great, but, like, in practice, like, it's not... Yeah.
Well, problem the first, having both parties agree to a temperature.
Oh, my God. yeah.
Problem the second, having both parties be relatively the same height.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then the big thing is that when water is involved, you get slippery in all of the wrong places and not as slippery in all of the other non-wrong places.
Yeah, like, literally washes away.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's just, I'm like, you know what? I've got a bed. I've got a counter. Yeah. I've got a floor. I've got a rug.
Got a couch.
I've got a couch. I've got a chair.
A couple of rolls.
Yeah.
I've got a...
Some shelves.
Yeah, like, there are plenty of other places.
A step stool for getting into the tub.
Piss off.
Yeah.
That's...
Oh, my God.
Well, like, I've banged in a tub or in a shower before, and...
I mean, who hasn't?
I think the thing... I think that the idea that strikes me is it's a good place to start.
Sure.
I lost my virginity in a tub.
God.
And
then you watched it just go down the drain.
No,
it was a hog basin. That's very funny.
No,
holy
that
shit,
that is pretty good. No, it just the wet flesh on porcelain was making this sound, and our friends upstairs thought we were moving furniture.
Oh my God!
They thought we were
maybe
moving.
You were.
Oh my God.
So, yeah,
did I tell you about my first time?
No.
Okay. So I was living in an apartment we called Queer Central, because we had the very stereotypical flaming gay boy who wore pink polo shirts as often as humanly possible.
Sure.
We had the butch dyke, and that is what she preferred to be called.
All right.
Leather jacket, spike, short hair,
flannel.
Whole nine yards.
Yep.
And I was the token bisexual. And so we moved into this apartment right after freshman year, and probably about 3 weeks, two to 3 weeks after we move into this, I'm with my feller. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you want to do it? He's like, are you sure? I'm like, which, thank you, that's courteous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
enthusiastic consent.
And I'm like, yep. Yeah, no, I've been thinking about it for a while. I think I'm down for this. And he's like, oh, okay, but I don't have any condoms. And I was like, all right, give me a second. And so I go over and I knock on the gay boy's door. And I'm like, do you have a condom use? And he goes, God damn motherfucker. Everybody in this place is getting laid except for me. Even church girl Jenny's getting some. And he throws a thing of condoms at me and slams the door. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Well, guess I'm doing it then. Now I have to. There's been a production.
Yeah, I'm going to be loud now.
Yeah.
Make you listen to this.
It was, yeah. So yeah, like it was awkward, but not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my nickname in high school.
Awkward, but not bad.
Yep.
He did have almost 10-inch penis.
Goddamn.
And he was aware, and he was very good about navigating that. Yeah. Making sure I was prepped and ready.
Sure.
And all of that. But yeah,
it's a little maneuver I like to call reverse Lamaze.
What?
No.
No. What?
So James. Anyway, you moved.
No. Okay, yeah. I had my the walkthrough for my apartment last Friday. And I don't know if you knew this about me, but I'm a bit fastidious about my cleanliness.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know, right?
I, for one, am surprised.
Right.
I almost got whiplash from that double take.
Yeah, I know. So, like, of course, I prepped the apartment hardcore. Like, everything I could find, I took care of.
Mm-hmm.
Made note of things that they might want to look at, but there was nothing that needed fixing.
Did you put it in a spreadsheet?
I did not. It was only 3 items, so I did a checklist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no need for a spreadsheet. Sure. It's not always a spreadsheet, Salsa. Sometimes it's a checklist.
Yeah. She did, however, put that checklist into her spreadsheet of documents.
Yes. There is also a rubric for deciding whether or not something goes into a spreadsheet or not.
Okay, that's an accurate statement. I'm sad.
There was a syllabus for delivering the information to the...
Well, I mean, side tangent, I posted a picture of all of my boxes from moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and they're all like lined up neatly stacked. I got banker's boxes and like... They're all just stacked up nicely, and, like, it looks like a fucking spreadsheet, number one. But then I had, like, color-coded them all with tape for room they go into.
Yep.
And one of my friends who also works at the same place I do but isn't really a coworker, my company is, like, 150,000 people. Not everybody's going to be a direct coworker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But she had actually been trying to get me to jump ship and go over to her department, which is sweet. I'm like, you couldn't afford me. Sorry. Ting. And she's like, yeah, you're right. But she was like, Jenna, I just told this story. Now I can't remember my place in it because I was just talking with Salsa about it before the podcast. But... Basically, she was like, that looks like a spreadsheet. Like, what you stop working. What are you doing? And I'm like, this is just what I do, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on PTO. And she responds with, has anyone ever told you that you're not good at taking PTO? And I'm like, yes.
The following people on these dates have told me.
God damn it.
This is documented and cross-referenced.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. As noted in volumes 4 and 5.
And 6. A little bit in 7. That's been a lot of people. So, anyway.
I haven't finished book 5 yet. Thanks for spoiling it.
Yeah. Okay, I side tangented to the boxes where the walkthrough.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the apartment office lady, sweetest goddamn person on the face of the planet. I've talked before about how when I started having mm-hmm. more mice issues, she was like, oh my God, no, we need to take care of this right away. Mm-hmm. And was just super kind to me and everything else. Like the best goddamn experience with this woman. So she did my walkthrough and she stepped into the apartment and she's like, I'm not surprised, but you'll be getting your full deposit back.
We actually like, owe you some money.
Right? That's what I was hoping for. God damn. No, and so we're walking around and I'm like, yeah, and this closet door is starting to drag along the carpet a bit much. And she's like, yep, gravity's a bitch. And like, you know, things like that. And we get into the bathroom and she's like, you bleach scrubbed the tub. And I'm like,
yeah,
of course I bleach scrubbed the tub. And she's like, I'm not surprised. I don't know if I've ever walked into one of these and had it like properly bleach scrubbed before. You do a better job than our cleaners. I'm like, yeah, well. And she's like, oh, do you want this roll of toilet paper? I'm like, no, leave it for the next person. Every time you move, the first thing that you need is toilet paper. Yep. And just that's one less thing they have to worry about. Mm-hmm.
True.
So maybe they owe me some toilet paper. but then, so we were chatting a bit as we're, you know, doing the walkthrough and stuff. And they're doing construction on the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be done about October-ish. But I think they're removing the pool itself, mm-hmm. which is sad. But she was like, oh, well, you'll have to come back and see what it's like. And I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm very excited for what they're doing with it. And I'm like, okay. And so apparently I have to go back in a few months, so I can see what happened and catch up with the lovely office lady. Uh-huh. So that was very sweet. But yeah, otherwise it's just been unpacking a little bit. Kind of trying to pace myself. I did technically work on Wednesday. Not mm-hmm. even technically. I did work on Wednesday. I didn't go into the office.
God damn it.
But like, yeah, because my boss was concerned that I was going to be gone for so long. And I'm like, I can pop back in for a day during all of this. I'll probably need some distraction anyway, frankly. And everything... I pop back in partially for his peace of mind, but also for mine, because mm-hmm. I had a couple of projects going and some reports that needed doing and this, that, and the other thing. And I was concerned that I was going to come back to just like this fucking disaster.
Yeah.
And I came back and everybody had taken care of all of the things I asked them to take care of when I was gone. One guy doing some of the resource allocation stuff that will. I assume he's continued to do while I've been out. And I was just like, I am either the best project manager ever or I'm completely unnecessary. Yeah, I was like, oh, man, this is... I made a few reports that I needed to do and get in before they were due. But, like, yeah, otherwise it was just kind of... Eh. Answered some questions, verified things got completed,
mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was actually kind of a nice break to do some work. Let's see, I don't know what else. That's been the vast majority of what I've done.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, I saw a show on Saturday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Pray tell.
Salsa. Did you see a show on Saturday?
I did, as a matter of fact, see a show.
Why?
It was kind of a show. It was also kind of not a show.
Right. It wasn't a show and tell, it was a show and do.
Kind of.
Yeah. So Saturday evening, me and a bunch of people, including Salsa, went to see Walking Shadows Cabal.
Ooh.
Mm.
Which I highly fucking recommend.
Very much
my God.
I double that.
If you like escape rooms, you get so many. There were so many puzzles.
So this was a cross between an escape room and interactive theater.
I was actually going to go with murder mystery.
Sure. But it was... So, like, there's actors and a plot, and then they're like, we need to know more information. Everybody look around the room and, you know, figure this out. You know, and so we would do the puzzle in that room, basically, and then once we solve that puzzle, like, then the next actor would come in and, like, the plot would move forward again. Hmm. And so it was really interesting.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was really cool how they did that. So, like, what we solved in the puzzle room was the spark for the next bit of action in the play.
Holy fuck.
And then the next bit of play brought us to the next puzzle, and then we had to solve the puzzle. And so it was really, really cool. Like, a very clever blending of the two
mediums.
Yeah, so it was fantastic. Awesome.
Yeah, and all of the rooms were incredible. The production on that was
production value amazing. Was through the roof.
Absolutely amazing. And I don't want to get into any of the stuff because I want to encourage everybody who has the ability to go see it, to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely, if I say just the wrong thing, it's too much. But yeah, oh my God, the production on this.
Mm-hmm.
It was just some really impressive work.
We can say the premise, can't we? I don't think that's...
Yeah, like
the premise is you are becoming an initiate into an order of magicians.
Yeah, the order of the White Stag.
Yeah, so you are somebody who has shown yourself to be able to use magic, and so you're being initiated into this order of magic users, and that's when things go wrong. So you as the initiates suddenly have to solve a problem, and the action takes off from there. And so it's really, really just like, you know, and there is a little bit of like wink nudge at the beginning where they're like, some of you I can tell are skeptical, but you know, but you know, they are able to address all of that right off the bat. And then they very seamlessly in the plot give you the instructions for what you can and cannot do as far as solving the puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
anyone that's done a puzzle room gets that list ahead of time before they let you into the room where they're like all right, now you can't.
Don't break force anything. Anything.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
But they were able to weave that into the plot itself, which was really clever.
Yeah. That was super fun.
Yeah. No. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Incredible tech, incredible performances, really fun puzzles.
Yeah.
Like, of a variety, too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That sounds thrilling.
Yeah. I recommend...
And again, the staging itself was fantastic.
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
Like, especially when, like, the plot was starting to reach its climax, there was some set pieces that were just like, that, wow.
Yeah.
Like, holy cow.
Like, really incredible production.
You really get sucked into the story.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part was afterwards.
Oh.
We happened to know the stage manager that was running the show. Like, I didn't know that I knew the stage manager running it that night, but she knew.
So the person behind the scenes doing all of the you know,
the stuff behind the stuff
was a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Fest. And so, like, after the show was done, she was like, do you want to see the behind the scenes stuff?
And we're like, just
yes, I do.
So we got to like check out the set in the light and see how some of the effects worked and things like that. Oh, it was so cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Yeah. She was also telling me, she was like, yeah, so, cause what I did is I booked the entire event. They only do 6 to 10 people for a performance.
Mm.
So I just booked the entire performance and found 9 other people to go with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I made sure that we were all people that were super familiar with each other and had an inclination for this and all of that. But she said she saw my name and was like, well, yeah, but like Jennifer Young, how many of those are there in the world? And then like started looking at the guest list and was like, nope, it is my Jenna Young. All right. Like, This is gonna be fun. So, and I do highly recommend if you have the means and the ability to book a full event,
a full contingent.
Yeah, it is $450 to book that, which is pricey. But if you split it between 10 people, it's $45, which is their mid tier pricing. They have three tiers. It's the there's a 30, a 45, and a 60. And basically, they want people to be able to come in and experience it if they don't have quite enough. But they had to figure out, like, okay, what can we do as far as pricing to be able to right. offer something lower, something higher, and still, you know, ostensibly make money off the show.
Yeah.
So they do have those tiers. And, yeah, I know it's even the 30 can be a little pricey for some, but it is... It is well worth $60. I'm not going to lie. It's real good.
Yeah. 100%. I would absolutely drop $60 on this show.
Yeah. It's awesome. Incredible.
Fuck.
Yeah. So basically, I just booked out the whole thing. Everybody gave me $45. And I was like, and then if you wanted to give them more, I'm sure they won't turn it down if you give a donation because they are a nonprofit.
But the group we had, though... You know, we all knew each other and we're all comfortable with each other. And so, like, it was like, you know, puzzle room time, go. And so, just like, we would split
scatter.
And somebody would find something and shout out what they had. And everybody else would, you know, it was such a group effort. Everybody fell into their roles as far as, you know, the I'm standing over by this thing when somebody mentions something that relates to it. And so suddenly, oh, okay, I've got this thing, so I'm doing this. And we all just, we were firing on all cylinders. And it was so much fun to do that. So definitely get a group that you know together and do it because, yeah, it's, oh God, so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
I was actually, I really, doing it with strangers would be all right, but it was, it
sure,
just
yeah.
felt more, I don't know, teamworky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like being able to do it with friends and knowing who had which skills and who'd be able to do what things. There were a few puzzles that required specific skills, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And we had the people for that. And I assume if we didn't have the people for that, the actors could step in and take over.
There was a couple nudges that they gave us at a couple spots. It was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But even those were so masterfully done.
Well, I'm not even talking about nudges, but if I'm more specific, I ruin a thing, so I'm not gonna.
Sure, yeah, but I'm very much trying not. But even their nudges were given in character and within the plot, and so it was really really well done. The actors
so well
full
done.
Marks for all of that.
And yeah, oh God, the tech's amazing. Mm-hmm. I could talk about how amazing this show is for forever. I think. You should just go see it for yourself.
Indeed.
I think that's a
Once you've seen the show, message us, and we will absolutely nerd out about it for ages.
Oh, my God.
But see the show first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else, Jenna?
Went to a friend's barbecue today. That was exciting because it is windy as fuck out there.
Yeah, it got sprinkly a few times, too.
Yeah, well, so they got... the party tent things because of the rain. One of them didn't make it through because of the wind.
Oh shit! Yeah,
it was really entertaining though. Like, on the plus side, there was a lot of people, and we're all the types of people to be like, "Ha ha, let's go do the thing." There were so many I couldn't help,
right?
And being short, I felt like maybe I'll just be the one to step back. So I'm like back there taking pictures, like, but no, this tent just. Fucking flipped over onto the top of the other tent.
Oh no!
Fuck!
Oh my God! Oh, it was insane. But it was good to do a barbecue and a real barbecue too. There was a smoker involved.
Oh.
God so damn. Actual barbecue, not just grilling. Basically that.
Well, since I've already talked about. Some of the stuff that I did, I'll just transition straight into myself. So there was the show, obviously, but then on Sunday was my son's birthday party.
Aww.
Happy birthday!
He turned, he had his birthday a week ago, and we were originally going to do the party then, but my wife was still testing positive, even though she probably didn't have COVID anymore and was probably not contagious at this point. But they do say that you can still be still test positive up to 90 days after you're not contagious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So just better part of Valley, we're like, maybe there's not having a bunch of people over at our house.
Right.
So we postponed it until yesterday.
All negative tests had been made
exactly,
at that
point. And some more of our friends were able to come over then in the long run. So it worked out. Absolutely. It worked out for the best. But we put the kids got a slack line for Christmas.
Oh my God.
We put up the slack line in the backyard, and they had the trampoline, and we had, just a grand old time. We had some family friends and some of his school friends all came, and it was a fun time. One of his school friends, his mom brought him, but also brought his younger brother, who was 23 months old. Just an adorable, adorable little kid. And he and I got on like a house on fire. both the mother and the little kid were a bit standoffish at first because, they don't know any of us and they're at a weird house, and that's understandable. But once they warmed up a little bit, she was very interesting, lovely woman. But once he warmed up and started to play, God, he was so cute. And he and I got along pretty good. And there was at one point, we were like, can he have some cake? And he was like, yeah, go ahead and give him a small piece of cake. Sure. So, I brought him the cake and then I helped him put the cake on the fork and then he ate it. And he took a bite of his cake, and I'm not joking, his eyes rolled back and he started dancing. It was like, oh my God, you're so fucking cute. You're so goddamn cute. He and I really hit it off. And at the very end, when it was time to go, he was wandering around, and his mom was like, time to go to insurance. And he walks up to me, and he does that thing that kids do where he put his arms up to me to have me pick him up.
Oh my
and
God.
I was just like,
I just dropped an egg.
I know, right? It was like, oh, little buddy, we got along so good. It was
that's amazing.
He was so goddamn cute.
And his parents were probably also like, there's someone here who will watch our child. Oh my God.
Yeah, so it was just a good time. Like I said, my son, he ran around like crazy for the 2 hours that his friends were there. And
shocked.
They had cake and hot dogs and ran around on the slack line. And, our wagon was in the backyard, and so they started giving hay rides around the house.
Yep.
And just all sorts of fun, crazy stuff. At one point, our tower in the back became a pirate ship.
That's important.
Yeah. Exactly. It was just a good time. And then we went out for sushi afterwards. Ugh. And we got home and it was about an hour before bedtime, and the kids crashed. We got home and they just went upstairs to bed and were done. And by the kids crashed, I mean I crashed.
So Raiderly stayed up.
I mean, it was the one adult in the house. I sat down on the couch. We got home. I sat down on the couch and then I woke up.
Time travel.
And my wife was like, the kids are upstairs in bed. Or the kids are upstairs. And I was like, I looked at the clock and I was like, did we do stories and sing? And she was like, no, they went straight to bed. We didn't do stories or sing. They went straight to bed.
Technically, like, nope. Lilibeth fell asleep on the floor on the way back to the bed, but I lifted her and tucked her in.
They all
adorable.
We all crashed hard. It was a busy day, but it was a fun day. It was a fantastic
day. Very cool.
That sounds so good. Also, any day that your kids just, they're done. They're just done little potatoes. That's
So
that's been a good day.
But I'm so proud of my little son. He's
he's not so little anymore.
He's really getting big and smart.
He grew like an inch over the past month.
Oh yeah, and he has been eating like a motherfucker and is complaining that his like shoulders ache and stuff like that. And it's just like, oh my god, you're growing so much right now. Oh, so yeah, that's my story.
Man.
Many things.
All right.
Went over for a dinner at the Senpai's, Mr. and Mrs. Senpai. Stefan and Jennifer were kind enough. They wanted to do a cookout, so they said, James, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm on a date. And Stefan was like, yeah, I know. I contacted Jax. And they said to ask if you want to bring your date over. Okay. All right. Well, we'll be there. Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal, like wild rice brats.
Oh, yeah.
And then fantastic burgers and grilled vegetables, which I haven't had in too long.
I love grilled vegetables.
Yeah. And then Jennifer made an absolutely superb... I think it was a rhubarb strawberry crumble. Fuck. It was amazing. Yeah. So, yeah.
Say it slow.
It was flaky and delicious and crisp.
Was it moist?
It was juicy, even.
Okay.
But was it moist?
And tart.
But was it moist?
Deeply moist.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Stefan introduced me to a couple of beers, and
did you shake hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Exchanged cards. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Had a lovely night, and I had brought over the Nintendo Switch because I was like, yeah, we can play the Rift Tracks game or something like that, and we had been so busy eating and talking and everything else, we moved inside because mosquitoes were starting to come out. And I was like, hey, it's 10:30 by accident.
Yeah. I love accidental 10:30.
It's accidentally been several hours since we sat down. This has been great, but I'm going to turn into a pumpkin soon. So we're going to head out. Yeah. And that was... fucking fantastic. Yep. Had a couple of rehearsals for Death on the Dam, which is the new Murder on the Mississippi show, and fuck, it is intricate. And then the next thing that I did was to go take a trip with someone up to Duluth.
And
try to place that I'd never been to. Ursa Minor Brewing.
Okay, sure.
And
hell, I've been there.
They they had absolutely wonderful food.
Is that the place that we ate at when we were up and about?
They had pizzas, paninis, a couple of other things.
That's the one between Duluth Cidery and Wild State. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one where I had root beer.
Probably. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at the menu
the
and I was like,
Scott
there's
drove to
absolutely
because
nothing.
I was like, you know what, friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody that was there on that night, they were incredibly kind and really sweet and like perfect wait staff. The kind of people where you're like, I kind of want this to be my regular place now. It's a shame that it's 3 fucking hours away. So,
I mean, we could all just move up to Duluth. I'm just saying.
There is that option. I definitely looked at a place today. Yeah, I was out for a walk out by the lift bridge because the fog was absolutely incredible.
I heard it was incredible.
I got photos.
Nice.
Was it wall fog? Or, that probably would have been in the morning, though.
It was.
So there's a phenomenon that happens in Duluth and other places, but it's very specific in Duluth where The pressure drop happens so quick. You get sudden fog, and you get, when you look out over the lake, it looks like a wall of fog coming at you.
Oh, that's the thing. I have no idea, because I didn't go for a walk until like 11 or 12 okay. something.
All right.
12:30, 12:30, I'll show you pictures later. Something. Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, it was a time.
Do I get a three? Three now, four now, four now. Do I get a four now, four now, four now, and a five?
Do I have a five? Five for the fog. Five for the fog. Do I have five for the fog? I hear five. Do I? Yeah. Okay. So we went for a walk out there, saw some very, very cute lakeside houses. One in particular was just fucking beautiful. Already sold, of course.
Right.
$600,000, but I was like, yeah, I would spend $600,000 for that.
Right.
What a fucking great house. What a cute house. But yeah, I had an absolutely dynamite time up there. And then the drive back, I was asleep for most of it, which is terrifying because I was the driver. I was the passenger. I slept for about 2/3 of it. it was just like waiting and traffic. I forgot Memorial Day, driving back on Memorial Day, misery. But you know, good company, and got into a really good conversation about the male gaze in films and other media. It was fucking fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah. I think that's most of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if that's most of it, should we take a break?
Sure.
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 Why not?
Oh, yeah.
It's a heck of a deal.
Sure.
Well, you know what they say.
No.
Oh, you betcha.
Anything free is worth saving up for.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
I just want a Bigfoot with a beard and a pointy hat.
Yeah, I probably just look like a gnome, though. Like, just a very hairy gnome. Harry Gnome is the name of my next concept album.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Like a Frank Zappa?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, friends.
I've just been waiting. I mean, you know, somebody tell me when to go and I'll go.
Greetings, Zapper Posse. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
That's a thing.
Wow.
All right. Cool.
Smooth.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't remember how the song went. I need more booze.
You've been struck by
a criminal.
A smooth salsa.
No. No.
I'm not that shaved.
Criminal.
No.
Yeah. All right.
Nope.
And we're going to do a thing today.
Yeah, that we're obviously on top of our in the past shit tonight.
That we're going to do again. We're going to
Yarp.
Our good friend, randomwordgenerator.com.
.com!
That's randomwordgenerator.com for .com. All of your random word generator needs.
.com!
.com!
All right. Let's find a
Oh,
no
okay.
Whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
Aw,
thank you for nothing. All right. Ooh, let's go with a couple good words here. Nature and wonder. I'm going to put both of those together in this one. Nature and
that
wonder.
Works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two for the price of one.
So my new place has a tiny, tiny yard.
Tiny yard.
Tiny yard.
Tiny yard.
Is it
James
adorable, James?
I do actually love that. Tiny yard.
But that means that I don't really have a lot I can do, like gardening-wise or anything like that with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, number one, different ways I can encourage the right kinds of plants to be there. It's tiny and it's shady. And there's just... Wow. Wow. What did you do, James?
Are you going where I am?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. It's shady, but I need the right kinds of plants.
Yeah.
My Look, point
I don't
being
want the wrong kinds of plants getting in
that
here.
Only certain kinds of plants.
Jenna got
can
real
grow
arborist there
in
for a minute.
Specific places. This isn't like look. I'm not budging on this one, right, man. I need the right kinds of plants to be able to handle the
Do you need
soil
some hostas?
And the No, I have too many hostas. I have all of the hostas.
Do you need some more hostas?
No.
How about some speckled hostas?
No.
Maybe striped hostas?
No.
But some regular green hostas?
No.
How about Okay, what about you take some hostas?
No! God damn it. But, like, I'm not
James,
a,
you want
don't,
some hostas?
Don't even, James. Don't do it. I see the look in your eye. You're getting that grin that is, like, one part delighted and one part insane looking.
I remember when I was helping you move stuff into your basement, you were like, I guess it's a hosta aisle environment.
I think I said host aisle takeover.
Ah, host aisle. Yes.
Quote my
puns
correctly.
For the right
correctly.
Kind of plant.
Fucker.
Right.
No, the right kind of plant for the environment that is shady and has that specific type of soil. I'm not changing this one. I'm not backing down on this one. No, you fight me on this one. I don't care.
Nobody was fighting you.
Mm-hmm. But
be
I'm
on
not
the wrong side of hostery.
I'm not a gardener. and all of the plants that I would want to put in are ones that are like needs lots of drainage and plenty of sunshine. And I'm like, well, I have none of that to offer you. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what kind of plants I could put. And having no experience. Shut your whore mouth, Salsa. Shut your goddamn whore mouth.
I have one suggestion.
No, you have seven suggestions, and they're all hosta. Fucker.
It's an easy crossword.
God damn it. So anyway, I'm having problems figuring out the nature in my side yard.
Hosta plant.
Oh, Jesus.
He wants to give you a hosta plant. Hosta plant.
Sarah, when we moved into this house, it was winter.
Sure.
And so we didn't know. Like, when we saw the place, it was September.
Right.
It was end of September. It was closing weekend of Fest when we saw the place.
Did you wake up Green Day?
What?
When September ends.
Oh, okay. So, like, a lot of the plants had already done what they were doing. You know, it was already starting to be that fall cold. You know, the leaves were falling and covering a lot of the gardens and stuff like that. So when we saw it, we didn't really see what the gardens had.
Sure.
And then we moved in the winter. Mm-hmm. So this spring has basically been us discovering what gardens there were here.
Right.
And the answer is all of them.
Okay.
All of the gardens. Whoever owned this house before us, spent a considerable amount of time
and money. I thought you were
going to
say concerning.
Spent a considerable amount of time and money on the gardens, because all the way around the house, around the edges of the house, around the trees, around the gazebo in the back, the flower bed area in the back, along the fence, the corners of the backyard, like everywhere is flower beds and green space. And it is, there's everything back there, and it's been coming in waves. Like, this was very well planned out. Like, the first thing that popped up was the tulips. And, you know, they came out and they were yellow and red and orange. And then the tulips got done and the pansies came out and we had this purple and blue all over the place. And then the, like, daffodils popped up and we had these there. And now we're getting more into closer to, you know, summer. And the hostas are going crazy. And the ferns all along the back are going. And we've got bleeding hearts in red and white all over the place. Yeah, just... all over. There's stuff all over. And it's, we, like, it takes up half the backyard.
Sure.
And that's one of the things we liked about this house was the size of the backyard. And we knew that the garden was taking up. And so we're like, yeah, we're going to push that garden back away. Mm. You know, we're going to keep, you know, a considerable size of it, but we're going to push it back, you know, closer to the edge. Mm-hmm. And now we're just seeing what we have, and we're just like, holy shit, do we have a lot of flowers and plants and stuff like that. So we have been trying to get rid of hostas, because there we've got a fucking lot of them. You know, and like I said, we've got the speckled, we've got the striped, we've got the green, we've got all these hostas all over in this backyard area.
Hey, Salsa.
Yeah.
Would you like some hostas?
I would love to take some hostas and give them to somebody else.
Hmm. Hey, James.
Need some hostas?
Do you need some hostas?
No, but thank you.
I'm sorry, you can't say no. Yeah, hosta.
Well, you know what they say. Hasta la vista.
Mm. So if anybody wants hostas, hit me up and let me know. I will. Unless you're listening to this in like a year, in which case things might have changed. But if you're listening,
to it in a year, you still have more hostas.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, though, if you're listening to this within like the next, you know, 3 months, hit me up. We'll see what we can do. But yeah, no, it's, but it has been delightful seeing this garden unfold, because like I said, it has been coming in waves as the spring plants come up, and then the warmer weather plants, and then the summer plants start to come out, and it was very clearly designed with that in mind to be a year round garden, as opposed to like, we're gonna do all tulips and then we're gonna be done by the time wave. June happens, you know,
right.
It's absolutely delightful, and now it, like, oh, and the apple trees blossomed really oh, early on.
Whoa!
And now all of the blossoms are falling, and our driveway close to the house was just a purple carpet of apple blossoms.
That's gorgeous.
It was so pretty. So yeah, it's been an absolute delight seeing what this house has in store for us horticulturally.
Oh, there is another plant in my yard.
Oh.
I also have two two aloe vera plants. Do you need some aloe vera?
Oh. Yeah, we've been getting rid of aloe. We're actually at a when we moved out, we got rid of a bunch of aloe and gave them to a bunch of neighbors. And so we're actually in a place now where we don't have too many aloe.
Aloe.
So do you want some aloe vera?
I will take them in exchange for hostas.
No.
Wait, you want hostas in exchange for also taking some aloe?
Oh, I can make that happen.
That's not how exchanges work.
Here's the thing.
James.
I have just the right amount of hosta for my yard. I don't need more. I don't actually want less. Mm. Just the right amount of hosta.
But the aloe.
Fuck that guy. Actually, yeah, seriously. No, there's two of them out back, and they grew real fast, real quick. They were just like, we're here.
Aloe fucking explodes.
Oh. Yeah, and it's in one of the little boxed off areas.
Do you need some aloe?
It's also, I already have aloe.
Do you need some more aloe in exchange for also taking my hostas? Because that's how exchanges work in your head. You can't say no, Yahasta.
He got you with the fun, man.
The senpai's already offered us some tomato and pepper plants, so
hey, senpai, I will take tomato and pepper plants in exchange for houses.
I don't think they're going to take your fucking hosta salsa. Hosta la salsa.
I wouldn't mind some pepper plants, though.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah.
Mm. We there is one spot that is doesn't have flowers in it, but it's perfect for rhubarb. Mm. And that's what we're
going to rhubarb.
So we're going to get some rhubarb from my sister-in-law and plant it there.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and so that's the other thing. So I've got, and James has seen the awkward backyard. Not the side yard.
Is that a euphemism?
No, the awkward backyard. No, I'm actually looking to you to help confirm the awkwardness of the backyard in this place.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a brick path with 2 6-foot by 1 foot long pits on either side of it. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. That's the backyard. So that's the place that does get sun that I could put sun plants at.
Mm-hmm. Like hostas?
No. Hostas are shade plants.
They're
James.
Shade plants.
Get with the picture.
That's why I have so goddamn
get
many
with the
of
picture,
them.
It would
get
man.
Rid of them.
Fuck. It's not... Are there shade herbs? Because I don't want to grow fruit in my yard because I don't want to start attracting rodents because we all know how we feel about that.
Like nightshade? Tomato is technically a nightshade.
Yeah, I don't... I think creatures still like tomato, though, so...
herbs that grow in the shade.
Ooh. Chives? Do chives grow in the shade?
Pages load slowly. So.
I like chives. Chives are delicious.
Page loads slowly.
I don't care.
No. Slowly loads the page.
Oh, this is okay.
Page
here we go.
Slowly.
Oh, Chervil.
Chervil.
Chervil. I don't actually know how that's pronounced.
What the hell is it?
Cilantro.
Oh yeah.
Or coriander.
Ooh. Okay.
Or shades. Lemon balm.
Ooh, I should plant lemon balm because they're also good for keeping mosquitoes
chives
away.
Chives are the easiest of all herbs that grow in shade.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
Chives are amazing.
So yeah, lemon verbena.
Ooh.
What's lemon verbena?
Verbena?
Dill.
Yes.
Hey.
Dill and chives.
Parsley.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not as enamored on parsley.
Bay.
Okay.
Okay.
Mint.
Oh, shit. There you go.
I thought mint needed... Okay.
There are dozens of different mints for shady areas.
Okay.
Mint is one of those herbs that grow in sun or shade. Old-fashioned peppermint is a personal favorite. Apple and pineapple mints are also terrific.
I'm probably allergic.
Salsa's allergic to one, you're allergic to the other.
Yeah.
Tarragon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
maybe I'll...
There's some options for you.
Because I have the very... back corner that's like basically got shed on two sides of it and like tall fence on the third side and the only open side is the north side.
Mm.
And I'm like, I wonder if I could, maybe I could herb garden that.
Yeah, no, it sounds like chives and some varieties of mint would really rock your world.
Yeah.
Dill.
Plus they're beautiful.
Dill, lemon balm. Tarragon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I love... I have fond childhood associations with just pulling up a singular chive.
Oh yeah,
and just nibbling
on
it.
All of those, mm-hmm. all of those in that family, like the chives,
allium,
and garlic, and spring onions.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of those, I love just pulling those right out of the ground.
Pluck it and go.
Mm-hmm.
I did that to one of the plants at Joe's house, and he's like, "Squirrel peed on that." I'm like, "Well,
so
okay."
I thought it tasted familiar.
I was like, I work at a Ren Fair. I don't... what? Like, sorry, you're not going to gross me out that way.
Knock off the dirt and pop it in your mouth. It's like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Now I have some good ideas for... Although mint definitely needs to box up.
Does nature
spreads.
And wonder mint?
Well, we're getting those plants from the senpais. We're making some, because we live in an apartment building that doesn't have window boxes and doesn't really have a place for us to...
Nature.
To do that, have, yeah.
Yeah, like, stuff that needs partial sun is okay for some of the windows.
Sure.
But we've only really got two south-facing windows. And, yeah, so it's kind of a hassle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're thinking about making movable planters to, you know, drag out to the outside when it's sunny. Take them for walks and wagons or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, this surprises me not at all. I can absolutely see James walking down the street with a plant pot on a leash, dragging it behind him.
The one that I saw was a little stroller for potted plants. Mm,
yeah, I can see James doing this.
I can't even. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But
I believe you. I just this is. I'm having a salsa right now.
Oh.
I'm like, this sounds so bizarre to me. I'm offended by it.
Yeah.
No, this is exactly what you do.
But I can... No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just amused because I can absolutely see James pushing a stroller down the street and having somebody go, oh, is it a boy or a girl? And him pulling back the shade and going,
it's hosta.
Tarragon, Karen!
If you're pulling back the shade on the plant stroller,
we did a geranium reveal party.
Yeah, it doesn't fully scan. It's an image in my mind, but yeah.
Just saying, the shade wouldn't be conducive.
It's not a perfect allegory.
Because I assume you're walking the plants to get them some sun.
No, I can see James just walking them for exercise purposes
and also for some their enrichment. Air. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, now we're starting to get to the part where I'm like,
This is James we're talking about. I just want to make sure
there are a lot of adorable things that James does where you're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, no, that's like,
which is why
my
this
thing,
is completely
but I get
in keeping with James' oeuvre.
So it's my turn to be confused and offended in an old man. Well, you're trying to defend him.
Hmm. I'm not defending him. I am purposefully making this as outlandish and Jamesy as possible.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. See?
I don't get walking plants. I don't get it.
Neither do I. That's why I'm saying it.
Do you want little
James
shop of horrors?
James is agreeing with me.
Because this is how you get little shop of horrors.
James would absolutely want that.
Actually.
Hmm.
Dear listeners, if you have plants that you... If you really want some hostas, message me. Send me an email.
Preview for this week's Fast Five. Every answer is hostas. God damn it.
Let's start a plant exchange. Fuck it. Go to the Facebook, go to the Discord, and if you've got too many rhubarbs and not enough hostas, let us, let people know, and we'll see what we can figure out. But otherwise, weigh in on the topic, and I'm gonna go now. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salza.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
That's right. It is indeed that time. And today is Fast Five. Where'd Jenna go?
Yeah.
Oh, Jenna, okay. Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Stack.
Stack.
Formerly known as Steadum.
Oh.
Which, on the one hand, yay, but on the other hand, makes me sad because no longer will we have Steadum.
Steadum.
Stack. Whoa.
Oh, there we go. Yep.
With the best five. Stack.
Whoa. Okay, no, James made it better. I've never said that before, and I'll probably never say it again. James made it better. Okay.
Well, now we have that on tape.
Mm-hmm. It's
going to be my ringtone. We have opening thoughts. Howdy, long time.
Yeah.
That's it. Question number one.
God damn it.
Been a while.
I've started fumbling with the box as you were getting to that. I'm like, no! I had a date like that once.
Question number one, how or why?
Oh,
fuck.
I am a person who typically asks how. I want to know the function. I want the details of the thing and what makes it go, as opposed to the more philosophical why. Something is.
I'm thinking this might be like a parenting question. Like, you enter a room, the tub is filled with lime jello. Your first question.
I already know the why. In that case, I'm a parent. I know the why.
That's, because children are little scientists and they're exploring the world around them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Fair enough.
I want to know how they did it, because we don't have lime jello in the house.
I think, as a project manager, it seems like my first question would be how. But actually, you start with the higher level why.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this? Why is that? Mm-hmm. Especially as I get into more process and operational stuff, like knowing why something is happening a specific way, it gives a better understanding for timeline. It gives a better understanding for things that might need to change, stuff like that. They're both equally important questions. I'm not going
to
lie.
Sure, yeah. But in that case, you need to know the why, because it will affect the UI. You know, it will affect, the functionality of the thing.
You start
what
with...
What problem are you trying to solve?
Yeah. So, for that kind of thing, I also joke that my entire job is just being the annoying toddler to be like, are we there yet? Why?
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 Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, but why? Okay, but why?
Okay, nice lady. Bye-bye.
I'm inclined towards why, but like I also do love to know the how.
Sure. I will definitely, like, even sometimes when there is a why involved, it's like, okay, why would you want to do that? But even if you don't want to do it, how would we make it happen? That's like where I get to play is in my head, is like this completely silly, stupid thing. How would I make it work?
Fair. In traffic, before I start swearing, I will usually say why.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Question number two. Discworld or Ringworld?
Discworld.
That's a fantastic question, but I do have to say Discworld.
Mm-hmm.
What's Ringworld? Why is that not registering for me?
Ringworld is another fantasy book. Okay. I don't remember the name off the top of my head, and I feel bad because I feel...
I think that's why Discworld.
Larry Niven
is
the guy from the Monkees.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. People say we monkey around,
but we're too busy writing Ringworld. Yeah, that's correct.
Yep. But yeah, it's basically a series of sci-fi novels that take place on a like a on a space station.
Okay.
That's shaped like a giant ring.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is the best, I think, the easiest way I can describe it.
Well, and it might have more to do with, like, the actual shapes of the things.
Mm.
Maybe.
Mm.
But I'm going to go Discworld, because that's the one I know.
Yeah. All right. Question number 3. Short or long?
I'm short.
I tell long jokes.
Mm. I like to keep conversations fairly short, especially on the phone.
I love writing short stories and performing short stories.
Yeah.
Longer stories, I definitely have problems getting through. I'm a very concise writer.
Yeah, I am also the same. Like I get to the fucking point. Yeah.
Well, you know what they say.
No, we don't.
Brevity.
I understand. I'm sad that I understand, but I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm going to go short.
Okay.
I don't feel like I have an option.
Question number 4. Good or bad?
I like deviled eggs.
As opposed to angel's eggs?
Up. Yeah, sunny side up.
Sure. Do I prefer a story that ends with the good guys winning or something that's a bit more like end of the world, dystopian, falling apart, evil wins kind of a thing?
Mm.
I will generally gravitate towards a bad movie as opposed to a quote-unquote good movie.
Quote-unquote good movie.
Because often quote-unquote good movies are like the, you know, Oscar Beatty, you know, drama pieces that just bore the shit out of me. Whereas a bad movie is typically a like a B with lots of action and stupid and bad editing and but they're just fun because they're not meant to be quote unquote good. They're just there for fun. Like Ice Pirates is, I will watch Ice Pirates at the drop of a hat. It's a bad movie and I love it. Love it.
I watch a lot of Disney, but I also watch a lot of Tarantino. And like other just kind of oof kind of movies. I don't know. I think if I'm just trying to relax, I want the good guy to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go good.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely have my bad guy winning or the bad thing winning.
Sure.
I guess I don't like bad people winning. That kind of yucks me. But like a situation, just a bad situation existing and happening.
Mm.
Yeah.
I tend to like stuff with melancholy endings.
Huh.
So we're all going bad?
No, I was going good.
Oh, you're going good.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I was going to say.
I'm good.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
You're a lady.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
She's a lady.
Yes, that's what I was doing. All right.
Question number 5. Werewolf or vampire?
I want Baba Yaga. give me something that hasn't been overdone.
Yeah, I feel like vampires have been more overdone than werewolves.
I would agree with that.
When I was LARPing, I played a hell of a lot more vampire than werewolf. But yeah, I think vampires are Yes, they're overdone, but even beyond that, I think that they're always these more... They're often more portrayed as the aristocratic, you know, genteel, whereas werewolves are more of the, like, feral, animalistic ones. And I feel like there's a lot more unmined potential
there. I definitely agree with that.
I think one of the reasons that we keep... the reason that humanity keeps... pitting them against one another is mm-hmm. that based on what you just said, it might be that they're sort of opposites, that vampires have that veneer of mm-hmm. aristocracy.
Well, and story
with the underlying and, feral
yeah.
violence.
And stories often make it a class thing. You know, mm-hmm. it is very often an allegory for class warfare. But yeah, no, I think it's I just said it. Yeah, it's an allegory for class
yeah.
warfare.
Yeah.
I was going to extrapolate on going? That. No, I know nope, I've already said all that needed to be said there.
Sees the means of lycanthropy.
That's a
something.
That's a slogan that needs to be on a shirt.
Oh, by the way, we were all warned. The senpais apparently know somebody who makes shirts.
Okay.
Okay. And we have been threatened.
Okay.
All right.
I'm okay.
All right.
That bring it.
Oh God. All right. I'm gonna say yeah. I definitely want better constructed. Like you said, I think there's more potential in werewolf. I'm really concerned that the context might be Team Edward.
Oh, God.
Or Team whatever the fuck his name is. I can't even remember.
Jacob. I once had to watch all of those movies for a...
I genuinely have no idea on this one.
Yeah.
I know Raiderly read them because as a teacher, she wants to keep her finger on the pulse of what's happening in her classrooms.
With the kids.
And so she did read all of them and she regretted life. Mm. But that's...
Yeah, I'm really scared it's going to be one of those and I don't like that. So I'm going to pretend that that's not the context and I'm going to go with werewolf because I agree with Salsa that there is a lot of unmined territory there.
I think being a werewolf would be cooler.
I think a story in which they kind of flip it on its head a little bit and have the more
like
aristocratic werewolf.
I want a Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
But the other way around.
Oh.
Where the werewolf is the kind, good
side. We're werewolves, side. Not werewolves.
No.
And the person is the bad one.
So
the werewolf is continually trying to prevent the human side from doing shit.
A movie called Who's a Good Boy?
I want to see a What We Do in the Shadows for werewolves.
Well, I mean, they kind of have it, but it's not focused on the werewolves.
But more focused on the werewolves.
That would be great.
I'm a little lost. I don't think I've seen or heard of whatever it is.
What We Do in the Shadows is a comedy. It's Taika Waititi and that crew that follow a family of vampires in their shenanigans and antics.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's
brilliant. A mock documentary.
Yeah.
A mockumentary.
No, just the regular kind.
Anyway, the actual term.
We're opening this second one up, and it says, question number one, how or why? Context. Do you prefer knowing how something works or why something works? Yes, I can see the argument. It can mean the same thing, but I argue there is a slight difference, and I do agree with you on this one. I absolutely 100% stick with the how. I want to know how it works.
Yeah, I want to know why it exists.
As someone who's done...
What's its functionality?
Coding. Like, oh, go ahead.
No, what's its
functionality?
That was it.
Okay. Sorry. As someone who's done coding, we often don't know how... We often don't know how something works, when it works, but we know why it works, and it's because we've made a sacrifice.
fucking JavaScript.
To the elder gods of programming. Yeah.
Wait. So you think this will work if I remove the semicolon? It's JavaScript. Semicolons, yeah. Whatever. Blah blah blah. And then I did, and it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Remove the semicolon.
It's just coding magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's my oldest brother is a programmer, and he was talking about a chunk of code that he wrote that he came to it the next day, and he looked it over, like, many times, and he was like, what? And it absolutely works. It works completely fine. Like, he ran it through QA, and it works, and he's like, I don't know how it works.
Right.
Yeah. This shouldn't work, but it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you take that, man.
Yeah.
You take it and you run with it.
So, yeah, no, I think we got that one on the top.
Right.
Question number two, Discworld or Ringworld, which series would you recommend reading first? That's really going to depend on the person you're talking to. I mean,
I like Discworld.
Yeah, Discworld is fantastic.
And since I haven't read the other one, I can't recommend it, so I'm going to recommend Discworld. Technicality win. Boom.
The best kind of correct.
Yes.
I think the problem with Discworld, though, is Discworld, some of the humor relies on an understanding and knowledge of the trope.
Sure.
Sure.
So if you don't know the trope, the joke is lost on you.
That's fair.
And so I feel like reading Ringworld first.
To be acquainted with all of the tropes?
Sure. obviously not all of them, but you need to have a fair amount of literacy and understanding of the various tropes that he is subverting.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I'm going Ringworld on this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, it's not necessary, but I think there is a level of
there are certain in-jokes that you just kind of miss out on.
Some of the nuance.
Yeah. I always say that I ended up being far better adjusted as an individual because I read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy before reading Ender's Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Not me.
Just read Ender's Game. That's it. Stop there. There is no more books in that series.
It.
Just
done.
There's only
there's
Ender's Game.
There's nothing else. Blech. Yeah. If they say there's something else, they're wrong.
They're lying. It's just Ender's Game, and then you're done.
Yep. That's it.
Question number three: short or long? Would you rather have a short life doing what you love, or a long life where you settled? The short. Short, absolutely.
Gross.
Yeah,
I'm actually just trying to contemplate a situation in which I would prefer the longer and settled. Yeah, I'm not good at that shit.
To paraphrase comedian Dennis Leary, talking about smoking, he's like, yeah, people say smoking takes years off of your life. And he's like, yeah, but they're at the end. They're the years I don't want.
Yeah. No, I don't think I could settle.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of change in my life, and at any point I could have settled for something, and I just can't.
No.
I just can't. I'm not capable.
Live fast, die young, leave a beautiful corpse.
Oh. Well, I've got two out of those three.
I was about to say, yeah, if I'm doing it right, it's not going to be that pretty when I'm done with it.
Mm. All right. Question number four, good or bad? When receiving both kinds of news at the same time, do you prefer to hear the good or the bad news first?
Bad news first.
Yeah, give me the bad first.
Just tell me.
Rip that Band-Aid off.
God, it really kind of depends on what the news is. Because, like, yeah, I don't, like, I could see something like, well, Oh, no. I don't want to make James sad, so I'm not going to use that example.
The good news is the airbags work.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that one. I was going to say, the good news is you're about to save a bunch of money on dog food.
Oh.
Yep, that's where my brain went.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Question number five. Werewolf or vampire? Ooh, would you rather be a vampire or a werewolf in an alternate reality?
Yeah.
I think werewolf. Like, I've already got a monthly thing going on, so, like, I can just tack that on.
This really, really depends on which version of werewolf or vampire that we're talking about.
Does that mean that you would eventually go through wolf menopause?
Wolfopause?
Like wolf manopause.
Well, where you just stop turning into a wolf?
Or just half and half. You just halfway for the rest of your life.
And then you get wolf flashes?
Oh, God.
Because if we're talking about the wolves that have to change during a full moon, or if we're talking about the wolves that can change at will, you know, like there's a difference there. And it does change my answer, honestly. You know, some werewolves are long lived and some werewolves have a normal lifespan. Or maybe only slightly elongated.
Yeah, what if every hour you spend as a wolf is 7 human hours or something?
God.
But I mean, it does, because there are... if you have not yet stumbled upon Overly Sarcastic Productions, it is a YouTube series.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
They are phenomenal. And they, oh, I get it now. no, but so there's a couple of them. There's Red and Blue, and Blue does history, and Red does fiction. So when we're talking about, you know, mythology or literature or anything like that, it's Red doing it, and if it's something about history, it's Blue. And all of these are fantastic. They really, really are. But Red did one on lycanthropy. Talking about the origins of lycanthropy and the various iterations of lycanthropy and how it's morphed over time and where the things like the silver bullet came into the mythology and like stuff like that. It's really, really interesting. But it really does change things, because originally lycanthropy, like way back in the day, was like stories of people who were punished by the gods for turning into a wolf for 7 years, and they would turn back into a human if they didn't bite any humans in those 7 years.
Doesn't the name lycanthropy come from one of those original stories?
Yeah, it was one of those, like, and she does talk about it. It was like King Lucian from Lycanos, or you know, something like that, which basically is like King Wolf from Wolfland and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But she ties all the way back to ancient, like, Greek mythology, where the origin is, and then goes through various different stories and stuff like that. Really interesting. So I would really have to say it comes down to the type of werewolf that it is. Depending on that, if it is the version of the werewolf where you turn into a wolf and have no agency while you're a wolf, I would say no. But if you turn into a werewolf at will and still retain human thought and ability, then that would be a good way to go. Otherwise, the longevity of vampires being able to just learn for centuries.
Oh, I could see you digging on that.
Oh, yeah.
Would be,
that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Just spending eternity learning languages and skills and trades and stuff like that would be really... I feel like really... you have
to be a lot more careful about sword swallowing.
I like the idea of, like, so let's say you don't retain human knowledge turning into a werewolf, right? Mm-hmm. You just kind of, you go...
Become feral, yeah.
I like the idea of, like, building yourself, like, a kennel full of, like, dog toys and, like, things to entertain yourself, and you're like, well, it's about that time, and you just lock yourself into the kennel, and then you've got like your little wolf bed, and you've got your like wolf foods and your
wolf YouTube.
Well, I mean, and that is like the film. Is it American Werewolf in London or American Werewolf in Paris? Where like the werewolf like the person actually does lock themselves in a cage in their basement.
A couple like that. Yeah,
where, yeah, there's
and,
a few
like,
of those.
Like the protagonist comes and is like, "Oh, I'll set you free," and they're like, "No. Don't do that. Don't unlock that cage."
That is a terrible plan.
You know?
Yeah. No, but I like, I want like a brightly colored.
Toys?
Yeah, I want squeaky toys.
You want squeaky toys.
Yeah.
I want squeaky toys. Would I be allergic to myself?
Oh.
No. Mm. But you would probably be allergic when you aren't a wolf.
I would say there are documented instances where people are allergic to themselves.
Yep. No,
and
I
so
do know
I would,
about this.
I would say if you are allergic to pet dander, very possibly you could be allergic to yourself.
I don't want to be a vampire, though.
Bear in mind, there are many stories in which vampires have not consumed blood and have learned to not consume blood.
Right, I know.
Like, I think is it not Castlevania, but there's a series where they explicitly say we don't have to have blood. We do it just because it tastes good and we have this hunger for it. But we don't have to have it.
Hmm.
And we can consume human food and stuff like that. And that would absolutely be the way I would go.
True Blood.
I haven't actually seen True Blood, so I wouldn't know.
And it became a CW show pretty quickly. If it didn't start as one, it definitely went there.
I'll be a vampire if I can look like Evil Willow.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like the alternate universe Evil Willow, not the witchy Evil Willow.
Mirror Willow,
Yeah.
If I could be a vampire that's basically Highlander, just spend an eternity learning how to use a sword and learn a
and
billion
and beheading people.
Blah, there can be only one.
All right. Anything else on that topic? No?
Nah.
Good. All right. Closing thoughts on this says, hope life holds enjoyment and good vibes this summer. Thank you so very much, Stack, formerly Stedham.
Thank you, Stack.
Stack!
Well,
if you would like to send in a Fast Five, please head to the AON Podcast website and click on Submit a Fast Five and fill out the form and hit submit. And that's all you have to do.
We're empty.
We are at the moment. Yes, we got this one at 6:57 today. So it came in just under the wire, and yes, now we need another one. So send those in.
I'm still up next for doing this, and I am so lazy.
Like, Jenna doesn't want to do it.
Push this off for a few months. Mm-hmm. Or, well, not a few months.
As long as humanly possible.
I want to keep pushing this off. I would love to never have to write that Fast Five. I beseech you, listeners, please.
Anybody get a shout-out?
To the folks who work at Ursa Minor Brewing in Duluth. Thank you for an absolutely wonderful evening. The food was delicious, the drinks were brilliant, and the staff were helpful and friendly. Thank you.
Hey.
Jenna?
Cardboard.
Cool.
It's been really helpful for me the past few weeks.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Like, banker boxes.
Checks all the boxes,
Banker boxes is a good one.
Yeah, so good.
This one is gonna rock your worlds a little bit. I am gonna give my shout out to the Minnesota government.
Okay.
For this reason. A week ago, a bill passed both houses and was signed by Governor Waltz to expand formerly any brewery in the state of Minnesota that produced more than 20,000 barrels of beer in a year could not sell growlers in their brew pub. That has now been expanded from 20,000 barrels to 150,000 barrels.
Oh, wow.
That's a slight upgrade.
Which means the six breweries in the entire country that could not sell growlers
on their premises now can.
Yay!
Well, all right.
And that's fucking awesome. It not only that, but they also made expansions for distilleries and a few other things.
Nice.
But the big one was that the Growler bill, basically. It was the Free the Growler movement. So very like Castle Danger, Indeed, Surly, Summit, they can all sell growlers on premises now.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Which is phenomenal. Thank you, Minnesota, for finally joining the fucking 20th century. Now let's get to the 21st.
There you go.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
Do it.
This Thursday. At 7:30 p.m., I will be at Strike Theater doing a story slam.
Yeah.
The topic for this week's slam is fish out of water.
Hmm.
And as soon as that one came up, I was like, I have a story about a fish out of water. So I'm pretty excited about that. So it is a competition, which means the more people you have in the audience, generally, like, I mean, you know, be objective, yeah. But I'm objectively awesome, so... You know. The Story Slam is open to 10 competitors who will throw their name in our hat. They have 5 minutes to tell whatever story they want that fits the theme. Come see stories of being a fish out of water. Accidentally playing a Y scrimmage with some pros. Figuring out the eggplant emoji, what the eggplant emoji really means. Being a 20-year-old on an overseas adventure full of seniors. Or any other time you were a fish out of water. Here's the other thing. I have pre-registered. There are 5 pre-registrations and 5 spots are available night of. So if you have an interest in trying your hand at slamming stories, and have a story 5 minutes or less, come sign up. They do allow for you to have notes on stage. It's very low pressure overall. And really they just want everybody to have a good time. Sure. So, open all ages, but we do not censor content. Masks and proof of vaccination are required.
All right. James, anything?
Nothing at the moment.
Neither do I. I don't have another festival for a bit here. Mm-hmm. So
at least a week.
Yeah. So in that case, any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye-bye.
All right, I would like to say thank you to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you very much to, what was it? Stack. It's going to take me a moment, I'll get there. Stack, thank you for sending in the Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh,